Here we are again. By God's love and mercy, here we are again. The way we are here. God's love and mercy. And we continue our study on promises to the overcomers. The book of the Revelation, chapter 3. Chapter 2, I'm sorry. Book of the Revelation, chapter 2. Verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, we spoke of that last time, and will give him a white stone. Our subject for tonight. A white stone. You remember the significance of white? As we get in Isaiah chapter 1. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white. White speaks of absence of sin. A white stone showing relationship between the Lord and his people. We give stones. You remember the prodigal son? When he returned home, his father gave him a ring, said, put it on his finger. He was dead, now he's alive. Relationship has been restored. And that white stone speaks to us of our relationship to the Lord. And we want to look at three different aspects of the relationship of the Lord to us, his people. Turn with me, please, to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And as usual, we're going to be turning to a number of scriptures. As I often say, as you turn, just don't turn, listen. And you hear a beautiful music as the pages of the Bible are turned. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Verse 7. Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend? Abraham, thy friend. What a relationship. Isaiah chapter 41. Abraham, thy friend. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. What an expression of nearness and dearness. Book of James, chapter 2. James, chapter 2. Verse 23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. He was called the friend of God. What a relationship. A friend. And what is a friend? A friend is one who is close to you. Very close. A confidant. A one to whom you can tell your secrets and all that you have in your heart. And the Lord Jesus Christ is our friend. Isn't that nice? Do you know anyone you can confide in like the Lord Jesus Christ? Most people, you tell a secret and they tell it to somebody else. But when you tell it to him, he keeps it. He's our friend. John chapter 15, verse 14. John chapter 15, verse 14. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Isn't that nice? To be a friend of the Creator of the heavens and the earth. Now, we cannot enter high society. I have no hopes that one day the president will call me to have dinner with him. But look, the Creator of heaven and earth is our friend. Oh, Bill, don't you enjoy that? Isn't that nice? You can tell him anything. You can talk to him. You can confide in him. He's our friend. Turn with me to Exodus chapter 28. He's our friend. Exodus chapter 28. Verse 29. And Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the breastplate of judgment upon his heart when he goeth unto the holy place for a memorial. When Aaron went into the presence of God, he bore the names of the children of God. And our high priest does the same thing today. Our high priest does the same thing today. Romans 8 and 20 and 34, please. What a friend we have in Jesus. And we have a high priest who bears us up before God the Father. Romans 8, verse 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. Isn't that precious? We are born before the Heavenly Father by the Lord Jesus Christ. What a blessing that is. What a relationship that is. Born before the Father, who makes intercession for us. Hebrews chapter 7, please. Hebrews chapter 7. Verse 25. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession. As I said before, anybody here expects to be invited to the president for dinner? Anybody? Please raise your hand. I don't expect it. But the Lord Jesus Christ is presenting us before God the Father. You know anything more noble? Any higher calling? You talk about social standing. My beloved, we have the highest social standing on earth and in heaven. Children of God presented before the Father by the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye may sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. How precious that is. We're not perfect down here. We make errors down here, don't we? But we have our Lord Jesus Christ who presents us to the Father, making intercession. How precious. Not only are we friends of the Father, such a closeness, but there our Lord presents us before the Father, making intercession for each one here. And one day we're going to talk about every one of us has a special name before God, and the Lord is presenting it. We'll get to that. Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9. Verse 23. At the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth. I am come to show thee, thou art greatly beloved. Oh, what? God said Daniel was greatly beloved. Chapter 10, verse 11. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved. Verse 19. He said, O man greatly beloved. Are we greatly beloved? Are we greatly beloved? Romans 1 and 7. Oh man, greatly beloved. Romans 1, verse 7. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God. You know, the world doesn't think much of us. And there are some people right in this nation that would like to exterminate every believer. But we are greatly beloved of God. That's what counts. Loved of God. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord. You know anything better? The Lord loves me. I wonder why. I didn't merit it, haven't earned it, haven't done any great thing. In fact, I wasn't even considering God. I was wandering far, and he loved. Isn't that precious? God loves each one of us here. Song of Solomon, please. Song of Solomon. Chapter 6. Song of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 3. I am my beloved's, and my beloved's mine. Do you know anything more precious than that? I am the Lord's beloved. He loves me. As I said, there are a lot of people that would like to get rid of me. And in my life, I've come across a lot of people that didn't like me. But he loves me. I think in school of some of my instructors who didn't like me. I think of one man in particular. Everything I did was wrong. Everything I said was wrong. But you know, God is good. One weekend, led of the Spirit, I'm sure, I said, study the classification of the diseases of the kidney. Had a strong desire to study the diseases of the kidney. Monday morning, Professor Lennox gave a quiz. Classify the diseases of the kidney. That's God's work. The fellow next to me on the right had not studied and he copied from me. The fellow on the left had not studied and he copied from me. Papers came back, Arthur Garner's got 85, this fellow got 90, and that one got 95. What do you think of that? And these two fellows said, let's go up to Professor Lennox and tell him what happened. Explain to him. I said, no, let it be. 3 years later, one of my best years in all of medical study, I studied for 1 year pathology. And one day I received a phone call. The dean of the medical school wants to see you. He has come to the hospital in New York to see me. I said to myself, why would the dean want to talk to me? He has work to do. He's busy. Why talk to me? And I met the dean. You know what the dean said? We would like you to come back to the university and take the place of Dr. Lennox, the man who cheated me. What a savior. What a God. He loves us. You know I'm about finished. Why does God love us? Why should He love me so? In the Sunday school, the children sing, Jesus loves me, this I know. We all know that, don't we? Now I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. When I was in Canada years ago, there was one verse that a sister sang, and I've never heard anybody else sing it. If you know it, please let me know. Jesus loves me when I'm bad, but it makes Him very sad. If you know that verse, please let me know. I want the whole verse. I'm finished. The Lord Jesus loves us. He intercedes for us. And He's given us a special place with relation to Himself. Do we love Him? How do we feel about Him? Do we love the Lord Jesus Christ? Very short and very brief. The love of the Father. The interest of the Father in us down here. As I have said, the world around doesn't think much of us. And in this very land, there are people that would like to exterminate us. But the Lord loves us. The Lord cherishes us. Number 309, please. Jesus loves even me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. 309.